We visited the other day with Congressman Mike Quigley. We talked about Afghanistan. We said, let's catch up again. And again, we do. Congressman, thanks for joining us. You're on the air. How are you, sir?
Under the circumstances, okay. Obviously, the situation has gotten much worse since we talked before.
How so?
Well, obviously, there is a large explosion at the Kabul airport, reports of gunfire, with a possibility of U.S. personnel being among those wounded. So, the threat warnings in recent days were credible, imminent, and compelling. As a member of the Intelligence Committee, I will tell you that's about as strong as it gets. And, unfortunately, I'm not sure that danger is going away anytime soon. And it's quite possible that this is it's hard to piece together, but when you hear a notion of a possible suicide attack with gunfire, it could be a larger attack is taking place.
When's the last briefing you got on that? When is the next briefing you're going to get?
Well, given this, we got briefed this week several times, both as members of the Intelligence Committee, but also the full House on a classified basis. Given what's happened, I'm getting unofficial briefs on a minute-by-minute basis, but I suspect that, obviously the situation is changing every minute, and it's a difficult theater to pull information together, but I'm suspecting sometime before the end of the day.
Do you suspect it's the Taliban? And if it is, what do you suppose the U.S. response should be?
No, I think this is most likely ISIS-K. ISIS-K from the Khorasan province, the sworn enemy is the Taliban. We sometimes paint anti-U.S. Extreme terrorist groups with the same picture, but ISIS-K hates the Taliban. I suspect that the U.S. forces and the Taliban were their target. They threatened this, and apparently they're going forward. You have to appreciate now that Afghanistan has always been a haven, but without a significant U.S. presence, it's likely to be a place where those would go to in splinter groups. They're not all going to have the same ideology. ISIS-K is way, they think the Taliban isn't conservative enough. So I think you can assume that this will continue to be the case, that Afghanistan will be the haven. Our job, as difficult as it might be, is to not allow it to be a safe haven.
Do you have any view on what the U.S. response should be then?
I think the first thing is you've got to focus on the here and now. And the here and now is getting the approximately, 1,500 remaining U.S. personnel out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just became far more difficult. I think this August 31st deadline is an artificial one. I never thought it could be met. I thought it would be challenging at best. But I think at this point, all bets are off. We have to stay there, leave no one behind. And, of course, we're concerned with the press who remain there, our military personnel and support staff, and those most vulnerable, those with visas. So, it's been one of the most complicated, dangerous airlifts in world history. Since the end of July, we've evacuated over 100,000 people. But, now the challenge to get everybody else out becomes more difficult. And I hope international pressure on the Taliban would have them lift because of this attack, any deadline,
right,
and allow the U.S. to get its folks home.
Well, and I think there's plenty of us to think that the U.S. should be able to dictate those terms. Whatever the agreement was, it should be seen as a fluid situation, and they can
right.
play hardball with us on that deadline, but we can push back as well. And the president seems to be in concert with the Taliban on maintaining that deadline. even as it wasn't certain we could get enough Americans out, and the translators. What about the people that were helping us?
I think it's completes the mission, to your point. I think the final chapter in the original mission is to get those who helped us complete the initial mission out of there. So I include that. Look, I think the president talked about the August 31st deadline, but I think he also left himself some wiggle room, talked about certain other contingencies, a worldwide participation. But let's say after a short time ago, all bets are off. And obviously, the Taliban has some pragmatic qualities. ISIS-K is after them as well.
I understand that.
And so now we just have to get everybody out, and the Taliban need to be part of that.
Well, I wonder what this does to the president's resolve. Does this make him more flexible or less? He was worried about this very possibility of an explosion and injuries to Americans. So maybe extending the deadline only increases the chances for that sort of thing. Maybe this makes him more resolved to stick to the end of August deadline. I don't know.
Well, look, you can read it in any way that folks might. I think that initially the president might have talked about an August 31st deadline to not incite those. But as I said before, all that being said, all bets are off. We've got to get our people out, those that helped us, most vulnerable people, and the press. And last one out is always diplomats who are coordinating a lot of this evacuation efforts in the military.
One last thing then. So yesterday, Congressman Krishnamurthy was on with a gentleman from Indiana who, Chris McClanathan, was a serviceman, served in Afghanistan a decade ago. He stayed in touch with the translator, who's now about 30 years old and has a family, and they're desperate to try and get out. They're playing hopscotch in places around the airport trying to avoid the Taliban, and the soldier in Indiana, along with a lot of us, think we have an obligation to help that man, his family, and others like them. Are you involved in that? Can you get involved in that? What can we do for those people?
Well, it's absolutely our obligation to get them out. Again, that has become much more difficult. It's going to involve efforts that we saw some evacuations take place from outside the airport. The communications will be a challenge, but the answer is, look, this is our job. We've got to get this done. It has become far more difficult in the last hours, but we need to put the resources necessary, and that's Congress's obligation, forward to get this job done.
And one last thing about this. Congressman Mike Quigley's on a phone line from the North Suburban area here in Chicago. Would you agree with this statement that however badly it is being handled, this pullout, President Biden is at least the president who finally decided that the buck stops here. We are leaving Afghanistan. Better that it was a more, you know, I don't know, well thought out exit, but at least we're exiting. Is that at least the positive to what's happening here?
I think that any exit of a war that wasn't a victory is going to be dangerous and ugly. I would say that overall, if we had withdrawn 5 years ago, the results would be the same, or frankly, 5 years from now. And in all that time, American personnel would be dying there. The vast majority of Americans wanted us out of Afghanistan. President Trump wanted the troops out by Christmas, he said. So I think it's universal that Americans didn't have a taste for staying there. These are the ramifications, and the challenges to come will be to make sure we're still safe afterwards.
Congressman, thanks for joining us. Let's stay in touch, perhaps next week, but it's a fluid situation, and we appreciate your insight. Anything else you discover, let us know.
Glad to. Thanks for having me on.